Will your employer get the memo on our new national holiday? I'm David Brancaccio. Juneteenth, commemorating the end of slavery, is the newest federal holiday. It's officially tomorrow, Saturday, but observed today, which means many federal workers get the day off. What about private employers? Marketplace's Nova Safo takes a look.
Most private employers don't have to observe federal holidays and often don't observe all of them. Only 13% do Veterans Day, according to the consulting firm Mercer. Some companies give their employees floating days off and let them choose their holidays. For Juneteenth, Mercer found that 9% of businesses already observe it. Companies like Starbucks and MasterCard did so after last year's Black Lives Matter protests. Others like Twitter and Nike made the change just last week. Whether more companies follow next year will likely depend on demand. A Gallup survey last month found nearly two-thirds of Americans knew little or nothing about Juneteenth. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
A teachable moment, then. Let's do the numbers. If today is also a bust, the Dow's on track for the most feeble performance since January, and it is a bust so far. The Dow, at the moment, down 420 points, 1.2%. S&P down 0.9%. The NASDAQ down 0.6%. Cruise ship operators are eager to get back to it, but unless they take only vaccinated passengers, the CDC requires test voyages with volunteers. The first trial runs this weekend. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
The trial cruises are experiments to see if measures like social distancing and ending self-serve buffets can prevent transmission on board. If ships pass the test, they can expand service to regular paying customers, including unvaccinated ones. Brian Salerno with Cruise Lines International Association says most of their member companies are planning test voyages.
It's a free cruise. I mean, there's been plenty of volunteers.
Cornell tourism professor Chekitan Dev says trial runs are a chance to reassure customers after those brand-damaging cruise outbreaks early last year. It's best, he says, to be upfront about the whole thing.
The companies that are literally live-streaming the test in real time are the ones that are going to build trust back the fastest.
Personally, though, Dev is holding off on booking any cruises for his family until 2022.
I would not go on a cruise today. Period.
He expects a full industry recovery could take a long time. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Amazon is the number two private employer in the U.S. and could become the largest in a few short years. Reporting by a team at the New York Times this week suggests that the company has a lot to learn about how to hire, manage, and retain a workforce of that size, especially in Amazon warehouses, where attrition in 2019 ran at a staggering 150%. That's like having to replace the whole workforce every 8 months. Also, employees trying to manage human resources issues often find themselves dealing not with humans, but with sometimes confusing or confused technology. Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Jody Cantor and Times technology reporter Karen Wise worked together on a reporting project published this week in the Times with the title, The Amazon Customers Never See. Thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Jody Cantor, tell me about Alberto Castillo. He gets coronavirus early on, and he has terrible physical effects from this.
He got really sick. I mean, he's a 42-year-old dad of two kids, loyal Amazon worker, works faithfully for the company for 5 years, is severely disabled by coronavirus, and his wife, Anne, has an incredibly difficult experience with Amazon as her husband is going through this crisis. And her communications with the company just exemplify something we heard again and again, which is Amazon's HR systems are very automated. It can be very difficult to get a human being on the phone. And so Anne Castillo runs into these walls of confusion. His disability benefits just suddenly halt for no apparent reason. And then in September, after she has been trying for months to convey to the company what's been going on, they send this notice saying, "We notified your manager in HR about your return to work on October 1st. Meanwhile, as this is happening, Alberto Castillo is entering hospice care.
Mm. I mean, you're describing human resources systems that are more like when you want to call customer service for an also-ran cell phone company. But it's different if you're dealing with HR matters.
Well, and also, I mean, when's the last time you got a mistaken item in an Amazon package? It doesn't happen. So if they are so good with packages, how can they treat people so differently?
Yeah, and here in Seattle in the corporate headquarters, this is a question that people are starting to really worry about. Amazon has begun recognizing that there needs to be more kind of human in the human resources, but really people are pushed into apps and chatbots. And now you're talking about, you know, a million workers that are running through these systems.
What do you think? I mean, is this a moment where Amazon is ready for some introspection on this issue of how it runs its internal processes as opposed to its amazing ability to get a new bicycle headlamp to me on time?
The jury's totally out. On the one hand, while we were reporting this story, Jeff Bezos suddenly declared an ambition to be Earth's best employer, which felt like a kind of startling concession because for most of his tenure, he's been pretty unapologetic about his focus on customers and not employees. So this raises huge questions because, again, these are systems that have propelled Amazon to dominance.
Karen Wise is technology reporter for the New York Times based in Seattle. Jody Cantor is a New York Times investigative reporter and co-author of She Said, Unbreaking the Harvey Weinstein Sexual Abuse Story. The piece, The Amazon Customers Don't See, was published in the New York Times this week. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we also talked to that team from the Times about whether Amazon sees it as a feature or a bug that employees leave Amazon warehouse work at such high rates. Marketplace.org, if you missed that part on the air. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.